Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island and also the Game Brain podcast. And joining me is the wonderful and lovely Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Hi.
Hi. So today's a very special day because it's the season 3 season premiere of Selling Sunset, which is available on Netflix. It's not Bravo. Obviously, pretty much, I'm sure everyone has just watched all the way to the end of the season, but we take it one day at a time, okay? So we're only on episode 1. We're just going to watch an episode a week and recap every week. So we know a lot of people are probably ahead of us, but we're just going to savor the experience. We love this show, so we're recapping that. But before we recap that, just a reminder that on El Patreon, we have all sorts of good stuff like Crappens on Demand and our Discord server and bonus episodes. We're doing Big Brother this week. So it should be really, really fun. So go check us out over there.
Yes, everybody. And we've actually got a Black-owned small business today to promote. This is called Clean Air Concierge. They are a small business out of Michigan run by a mother and son team. Their Instagram is instagram.com/cleanairconcierge and website is cleanairconcierge.com.
Fantastic. All right, well, let's jump into the Selling Sunset premiere. Wow, Trixie Monocle. She really was working overtime. I think that, like, she found a creative renaissance with this show. I think that, like, Trixie has been in a little bit of a rut. You know, she had her sort of summer house lull. Vanderpump, the last season of Vanderpump was a little rough. And I think that, like, now she got her mojo back.
Yes, Trixie Monocle, the lady who writes all the music on Bravo shows, just really took Netflix by storm. You know, Netflix is a newer network in the scheme of things. They're still trying out a lot of new things. And they were like, Trixie, you know what? If you want to do one-syllable songs and shoot up heroin and chain smoke in the studio, we don't care. We want your art, okay? We're Netflix. We have tons of money. Just be artistic, Trix.
Yeah, like, listen, we're not going to give you notes, Trixie. We know that you're an artist. We want to give you money, and we want you to make your art. So here, make a song for us. Give us the best that you've got.
Yeah. Back to business. Bah, 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 da, bah. Back to business. Bah, 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 da, bah. I'm a girl. Bah, 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 da, bah. Back to business. Bah, 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 da, bah. I'm a girl.
Classic Trixie. Classic, classic Trixie. So so it opens up and we're in the Oppenheim group office, and Chrishell is there, and she goes, "Look who's here." And Mary bobbles in with a dog, you know, just like knocking over papers and plants.
Yeah, and Mary really does just bobble right in. She's like, "It's me." And she's got two little dogs, and they're just like set free in the office to run wherever, and they do, you know? And Chrishell, "Look who's here." And Amanda's like, "Oh, marriage looks so good on you." And Mary just pops up in her chair, and her head pops up, and she's like, "Oh, thank you."
I think marriage does not look good on Mary. She looks crazier than ever. Her hair, first of all, she is trying to compete with Christine now. Her hair is like platinum blonde, but she's got this like red lipstick, and she just looks like a crazy person in her chair. Like, "Oh, thank you. Oh, marriage life, really? You know, I just wanted like everything to work out. You know what I'm saying? Oh, could you pick up that stapler for me? Thanks. I just want everything to work out."
Mary, okay, so do they just shoot this show all at one time and just release it over I think so. It seems like it's all just shot at one time because no time has really passed, right?
No, it's just like picks up. It's like the end. It's like Karate Kid Part 2. It just like picks up right where the last one left off.
So they're asking her, how was your wedding night? She goes, oh, we stayed up a little bit. They're like, how long did you stay up? Well, some things are going to stay private, but we were up a little bit, so.
Yeah. And Chriselle's like, well, the whole thing was so perfect. It could not have been more beautiful, except if it had been at a proper venue that you could have secured a little bit ahead of time. It could not have been more perfect.
You know what? My wedding was perfect, and your wedding was ish. It was perfect-ish. So good for you. It was perfect for you. So good for you. And Amanda's like, yeah, and even everyone got along, which was shocking. Well, I mean, kind of. Nothing happened at the wedding.
So Chriselle told Amanda about what happened at the Broker's Open. So if you didn't remember, at Heather's Broker's Open, after Heather left, Christine was like, she's acting like an idiot. And like, don't call her an idiot. Acting like an idiot.
But we know she's not an idiot. I said acting like an idiot. Oh, so now they're all mad. And Amanda's like, yeah, after you left, she was like mimicking you. And then she waves her hands around by her face like she's waving by crazily with both hands right next to her face. She's like, she was mimicking you.
Basically, yeah. Does like an impersonation of Animal from Muppets.
It was kind of a good impersonation. And said you were acting like a fucking idiot. And Mary's like, how was I acting like an idiot again?
Like, I knocked over a vase. Is that such a big deal? Fine. I had like a meltdown in front of other realtors. Fine. Is that like acting like an idiot? I don't think so.
And then we see the clip of Christine saying, I mean, she was talking in circles like, my sister's in town.
Mary's like, wow. You know what? Like, Christine has really revealed her true colors over the past year or so. And like, we were like ride or die. And hearing that she called me a fucking idiot is heartbreaking. I just didn't think she'd be that person to me. We were ride or die. And we just rode around in a really unsafe car, apparently.
Like, who does that as a friend, as a woman, a grown woman? I mean, my kids don't even mock me.
I mean, as a woman, as a coworker, as a human with two legs, as a person who drives a car, as a person who has a DVR, as a person who opens doors and closes them in order to get into different rooms, who does that?
I mean, you don't say that to a friend or anybody. Yeah, and then don't come the next day with like flowers and apologize to you while you're getting your wedding dress fitted.
I'm like, what is the purpose of an apology then? Like, literally, that's the apology. Christine's apology, and please don't make me stand up for Christine, but Christine's apology was for acting like a bitch the day, like, well, for many weeks, but also including the day before. I don't understand. If you act like a bitch and then you apologize, like, why is that like a thing? Like, don't act like a bitch and then apologize.
Yeah, that day wasn't in evidence yet, so that didn't count. But they keep changing the timeline on this. Like, Amanda keeps trying to change the timeline about this. So we see the clip of Christine going, I just wanted to come here and apologize for being a total batch. And then Mary going, well, I just don't want you and I to be like, la, 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 you know, because it's like a lot of, blah, 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 you know, I just like, we shouldn't do that.
Yeah. And then Amanda goes, you know what, to ask for her forgiveness and then to mock and make fun, I think that's crazy. I'm like, she asked for the forgiveness after she mocked. She mocked, yeah. Then asked for forgiveness.
And then she has the balls to show up at your wedding after talking shit about you to everybody and then to your face acting like it's all good.
Like, because they made it good. I know. What part of the process is so confusing?
Mary just, like, she's sitting up really high. Like, her head's all... She's got, like, really good posture. And then she just, like, drops her head to the side, like, to hit her shoulder. And she's like... She goes, I didn't even think about it like that.
When she thinks about things like that, her head falls over. Oh, my God. So wait. Funny. I need to... Guys, watch out. I'm going to think about it like that. Hold on. Oh, God. My Bolivar.
It was like that.
So then Trixie comes out with a banger. Now that I got your attention, I forgot to mention, this is my moment. I'm not trying to impress you. It's if you like what I do, this is just a preview. We do what we want. What we want, what we want. What we want, what we want. We do what we want. It's classic, like Trixie.
What we want, what we want. We do what we want. We woo what we want. We do what we want, what we want. What we want.
Yeah, it's that classic like independence anthem that Trixie does so well. We do what we want. Now that I've got your attention, I forgot to mention, this is my moment. I do what I want.
And you know, she came up with that like at a deli one day where they're like, ma'am, do you know what you want?
What I want. That's a song. That's it.
Paul, write this down. Write this down, Paul. I do what we want. I forgot to mention, I want some salami. No, that's too true to life. I forgot to mention.
What rhymes I'm in with a pepperoncini? You know what? Nothing. So just say what I want 20 times, Paul.
If you like what I do, this is a preview. Paul, write that down. Write that down, Paul.
Yeah, it was a lot, Paul. We're going to blow their brains with this one, Paul.
So and then, I love that this song is like, we do what we want. We do what we want. And it's like, apparently doing what you want means going to a listing in the hills. Like, I don't understand what this like big moment of like, rah, rah, rah. Okay, we're going to stand here and wait for people to come and walk through a house.
Yeah, what everyone thinks on their way to work.
I do what I want.
It's like, no, you don't. You literally are doing what you have to do to make money.
You are literally having to share space with Brett Oppenheim right now.
Yeah. So Brett arrives in his Range Rover and kisses Christine. They're like, hi, 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 hugs, hugs, hi, 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 hi.
And Christine tells us, honestly, I love real estate. I always want to be in it. Like, I literally want to be in a house that has my face on it, and I call it House Christine MD. That's literally what I want to be in. But to be honest, I get a little distracted by my fiance. You know, I'm planning our wedding and our extended vacation and like the occasional peacock and a French fry with my face on it. But this type of house, that sort of house I get excited about. It's sexy. It's fun. It's in a great area. You could make a mixed drink about it and say, stupid house cocktail. I love it.
I mean, it's really hard. I'm living in my new mansion, you know, finding 12 hours in each day to have follicles re-anchored in my head after wearing my South African Rapunzel braid to CrossFit. It's a lot. But I've still got time for my career, which currently I'm wearing a bustier to with cougar pajamas over.
So we meet this this guy named Kaz, who's the homeowner, and a woman named Monica, who is going to be a co-listing agent with Christine and Brett. And it's like the super modern house that has this really annoying, like, sculptural red. I think it was actually a couch, oddly enough. It looked like kind of like if someone took a tongue and then, like, turned it into a sculpture and then put in divots that you could sit on it.
Yes, that's what it looked like. It was like one of those lip couches, you know, from the 80s. But it was like a tongue making a weird. Like, just, you're waiting for the acid to melt on your tongue. It was like that kind of.
It's like, it was one of those things that's out of a comedy that's like, oh, that's a lovely sculpture. Actually, it's a couch. And you sit on it. It's like, ha, 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 look at those crazy rich people. Yeah. But it's a real thing.
Well, co-listings are not generally my thing. I don't get along well with others. But I'm the senior agent, so she needs to listen to me if she wants to get her house sold. Bite down on her tongue.
And in case she has trouble listening to me, I made her these headphones with my face on it. Yeah, that's my face.
So, guess what this house has? I cannot believe Brett didn't, like, unload spermatozoa all over the floor, okay? Because it has his favorite thing, a giant TV that comes out of the ground on a hydraulic lift, and it shut even him up because it came out over the pool. I mean, This was incredible. This, like, took his little idea, and it just went for it.
Yeah, I mean, this is the new all the rage. I even saw it done on an HGTV show where there's this ridiculous show about like creating like oversized pools, and this guy like put in a huge pool that rises up. I don't know what this obsession is with people that they need to have like a pool rise up from the ground like it's love from it. Cats. No, I don't like it.
Oh, I love it. I want a pool that rides up. I want a TV that comes out of the ground. I'd love shit like that.
I would only accept it if it came with a good song. Like if like Celine Dion's It's All Coming Back to Me plays every time it rises out of the ground, I'm like, okay, because you know that entrance, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, and like a TV rises up. I'm like, okay, I'm okay with that. It's an experience now.
Yeah. Oh, dun-dun-dun-dun.
Girl, I'm a girl. I'm a TV
Trixie Monocle
girl. I'm a girl
presents
TV, and I watch
the
what
TV
I want.
Rising
I watch what I want.
I watch what I want, and I sing what I want while the TV comes up in the next 10 minutes.
So the guy's like, well, I'm a software engineer. And then I set up construction as part of it. And I was like, so you have a tax shelter is what you're saying? Like, what are you talking about right now? Could we start at the beginning of this?
Yeah.
Again? And then I don't understand your career, sir.
We get an insight into, like, if anyone ever wanted to know what is some of the most dull conversation you could have, it's Kaz and Brett talking. Kaz goes, yeah, I really wanted a 16-foot-tall ceiling, but I can only do 14 feet. And Brett goes, yeah, well, 14's pretty high. And you know what
That's
the
so
AC doors are with the 16? Yeah. 16, honestly, frightens me a little bit. Because to me, it's more like a 45-foot ceiling than that. So I'm pretty happy to have those 2 feet. Two feet is a lot in my world.
Listen, 6 feet, 18 feet, to me, it's like staring up at Niagara Falls the entire time. So whatever. But yeah, air
it's like reverse
Bill,
bungee jumping.
Air conditioning. On a 16-footer, and the guy goes, well, I have a solar company, so the electric bill is like $22 a month. It's like, wow. So you're a software engineer, a construction crew guy, or a construction owner, and a solar company owner? Can we get married? And are you just running like one big laundromat for money? Like, what is going on? I want to know you. I want to be with you, sir.
But don't forget, he also has a terrible, like, tongue couch. And he has an adorable dog, but he named the dog Simba, which, you know, that's like, it's not the worst offender, but I do have that thing where I get annoyed when people name animals after other animals. Like, when people name their dog Bear. Like, that really, like, why are you doing that to the dog? It's a dog. Like,
I know, and like you're putting him in an uncomfortable position because, like, now the dog is going to try to be, like, the king of the lions. And lions don't need that. Like, they don't want some dog coming in there and trying to boss them around, you know?
Especially not a dog who, like, comes from, like, the lap of luxury in, you know, above Sunset Plaza. And the dog comes in and is like, guys, I'm going to be your new leader. We're all going to have awesome sunglasses. And they're like, who the fuck is this dog?
So inside, time for a tour. And Christine's like, open closet. I love open closets.
This is my dream house. This is my dream house.
And the bedroom looks over a putting green with a view. Oh my God, we're so playing golf.
Let's do it. So they go down for like some fun and games where they are like, they're gonna putt. And I guess whoever gets the ball in the hole gets to set the price for the house. And so then they all are missing, and then it's Christine's turn. And of course, Brett the dick is like, yeah, good luck getting it in there with the driver. And then she hits it, and then Simba comes and, like, really puts us all out of our misery by just snatching the ball and ending the scene.
Yeah. So then Christine's like, well, I'm curious what you guys think of the price point. And he's like, well, I'm thinking of six. And Brett's like, you know what? Six is a little bit like a sign on a roller coaster. It's a little too high. I would go maybe 5'3". Monica.
I like to price things at my aspirational height if I'm wearing my heels, okay? 5'3". So, all right, let's speak to the frumpy one. Monica, what do you want to do? She's like, let's do 5.495. Okay, that's a very specific decimal place arrangement you've got there. But sure, we can do it, and then we can fight later.
So Brett's like, all right, why don't we do the 4.9 that Monica suggested? We'll also work on finding you another opportunity, so it's more enticing to accept the reasonable offer when we take money away from you there and then take money away from you on another project. Sound good? Fucking real estate agents. It makes me crazy when they do this on TV. When they walk into someone's house and like, they do this all the time on Million Dollar Listing LA. I was watching it the other day, and every time the British guys go to a house, they're like, "What, 18 million? For sure, you should be selling this house for $5." And that's it. That's it. I mean, I'm sorry you have to hear it that way. Like, never once are they like, "Okay, like it's $1 million down." They're like, you know, 90% off, so...
Yeah, always was. Those and those two guys are like the worst.
Yeah.
So so anyway, Christine's like, well, Monica seems nice, you know, in that sort of frumpy Calista Flockhart way, but nice doesn't really sell houses.
And by the way, this chick, Monica, hates Christine.
Hates. I mean, she hates everything just, about what's happening. She just hates the cameras.
It's so funny. She just keeps looking at her like, ugh. She has a look on her face all the time like, fuck this.
Fuck this bitch, okay? You know how I sell houses? I put out cupcake and I say, buy this. Okay?
Yeah,
that's how
much.
We do it. 4.954321, okay?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible, edible Matthew Sisters.
The Wyndham Beneath Our Wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
So then this is the part where we get like Trixie doing funky jazz. And it's like, ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
I'm a girl with an office and a girl with an office. I'm a girl. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba.
It's like, okay. But it's just Heather on the phone with Maya in the office.
Yeah. Heather is in the office alone.
Dressed like a cheerleader, by the way. In a full cheerleading uniform.
Well, it's an outfit that Torque's 9-year-old daughter picked out for me. So she's like, she's FaceTiming with Maya, and she's like, I'm at the office early, and it's actually really peaceful and quiet. I'm like, what is funny about that?
But, you know, when everyone gets here, it's like a hurricane. And Maya's like, speaking of hurricanes, I'm in Miami. I had to come back to Miami for ultrasound.
You know, it took me 10 years to figure out what hurricane was. I thought hurricane was sugarcane, and I was so confused. Whenever weather said sugarcanes were coming to Miami, I thought, good, sweet times. But no, hurricane's different.
So Maya tells us that she's 3 months along, but she's going back and forth. It's kind of good for her not to be in the office because there's so much tension. She's like, how are things at the office with Mary and Christine? You know, Christine, sometimes she takes it too far.
Yeah. Here's my advice, okay? If you make a second bachelorette party, Heather, we better be invited. And Heather's like, my bachelorette party is going to be epic. And I'm not even engaged. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Wow. I'm surprised that Heather got her wedding in there. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Her and Chriselle both. It's like, who can mention the wedding more?
So then Christine walks in looking like a tennis ball. She's just in this, like, neon green. And she walks in. She goes, what's up, bitches? And even though it's like only Heather's in there. And she's like, what's up, bitches? And, like, there's one person in there.
And Heather goes, you look like the Joker. She goes, thank you. Maya, what are you doing, Maya? She's like,
I'll be back.
She goes, you better be back. You better be back in time for my birthday. She's like, oh, look at these vibrant colors.
Yeah, she's like, I love these vibrant colors. You look like Wilson tennis ball. And Heather goes, yeah, you look really cute. Your boobs look huge. And Christine goes, I know, aren't they, right?
Just the bra, I think.
So then Sunset Plaza, and then the valley. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, also Aunt Trixie. Once I feel like this, I'm about to like get my fix, my fix, my fix. The valley.
Seven beds, seven bath, $5 zillion goddamn dollars or whatever. Yeah. So Chriselle is arriving at her listing, and she's like, the owner of the valley just reached out to me. And it's a clip of a guy like, hello, I'm the owner of the valley. Would you like to see house?
I own valley. My name is Mickey. Hey, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. Won't you build my dream house, Mickey? You drop materials off at construction site. I thought, looks good. You want to talk about property.
And she's like, and then I spoke with the owner of the valley about setting a price. And it's like, clip, let us set price, $4.399 million. Oh my god, and this house is incredible, but I learned the hard way that incredible doesn't sell itself.
I need cupcakes. So she shows up, and there's like staging. There's a woman named Adelia there who is staging everything. She's like, I love this. I love this. Oh my god. You know, I don't have an eye for staging, unfortunately, and like, but I'm slowly learning because my husband Justin and I just bought our dream home, and I definitely need to buy some things to warm it up for our marriage that will be lasting a long time. You know, just to put a touch, personal touch on it, that the sort of touch that says, this is a marriage between two people who found their dream home, you know?
Oh, God. And now we know that Dorit from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is probably just lounging on one of the couches that Chriselle left there. Like,
I know.
Look at me!
Look at me! I'm Dorit PK! So,
I have to say about this house. I have to say
yes,
about this house.
Yes, I was about to say. My favorite
this
reveal.
Fucking house. Here's what you need in this house. Paper towels. Because every damn thing is some shiny plastic. The front door is made of shine. It's black and shiny. Like, how are you supposed to open or close this door without getting fingerprints everywhere? Everything in the house. Get paper towels.
Well, I think my favorite reveal of this entire house, because it's, by and large, a very beautiful house. It's modern and sleek and big and open and airy and all this stuff. And then Chriselle is like, but this house does have its challenges also. It's on a very busy street. And we see that it's directly on Coldwater Canyon Boulevard, which is like a full on, like that is like a street. Like, I thought this house was tucked away in the hills. And then you find out that this whole like beautiful house is just like right there, just just right on Coldwater. I was like, what? Yeah. What? Why would you build this there?
You see her standing on the balcony looking all peaceful, and then it pulls back and it's like,
it is literally like that scene from Big Business when Rose and City get kicked out of the cab and are like walking through like the mean streets and everyone's like catcalling. It's yes. Like outside, like there's like people shooting heroin, there's like tractor trailers going by.
Yes. And on these real estate shows in LA, they're always saying, oh god, it's on Coldwater, oh no, I won't even take that. Or like, well, we might have to try and drop the price of this about $5,000 trillion because it's on Coldwater. Nobody wants to live on Coldwater.
No one wants to live on Coldwater. And I don't like, and Coldwater is not like a, like, as roads go, I don't have any ill will towards Coldwater. It's one of the best canyon roads in LA, which if you live in LA will make sense because of these canyons you have to drive through. But like, as a place that you, if you're living in an apartment on Coldwater, that's even fine. But like, to get a full-on fancy mansion for like $12 billion, and then you find out it's on Coldwater? What? On Coldwater? I can't even deal. Yeah. It's like, you know what it's like? I'm trying to like express it to people who live in other parts. Like, imagine you spend a huge amount of money on a huge mansion that's built on the side of a highway. That's basically like the same feeling.
Well, it's all the traffic to and from the hills, you know? Like, up and down to get over the hill. It's like the worst street to be stuck in traffic on. Oh, my God.
Yeah, to get the Ralphs, yeah.
So, anyway, that's that. Yeah, and on this show, we're seeing that there's a lot of flippers just making bad decisions. It's like these guys who go into business and they buy these houses. It's like, you don't spend, just flip what you had. Don't turn it into like a Beverly Hills mansion. It's not that.
Yeah, I really encourage people, if you're bored, you fire up the Zillow app and then go over to Los Angeles and look at all the crazy houses that these developers come up with. And the best part is then there's like a sub game, which is see if you can find one that's listed by the Oppenheim group, because it does like pop up once in a while. You're like, it's Jason Oppenheim. Yeah. But that's like a great game to play. And there are so many bonkers houses where you're like, what is any human being thinking of with this layout that, or these touches or whatever? Anyway, TikTok, you don't stop. We rise up, we never stay down. We know it's on when we come around. We rise up, never back down, because we know what we got and we got it like that. We rise up, we rise up. I'm like, you're going over to Fig and Olive.
You're going to lunch.
Oh, I'm going to save it for the Beverly Hills recap. Sorry. But there was a pink sign. There was a neon pink sign that they were sitting down. Christine was meeting up with Monica. And they sit under like this neon sign that says Rosé all day. And it triggered me because it made me think of Kyle Richards' pink neon art. I'll just say it right now, which is that basically my friend sent me a link, which is that basically all the Kardashians have that pink neon art. So, of course, that's why Kyle suddenly has it in her foyer. Of course.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
So we rise up, we never stay down. So Christine is meeting Monica for lunch, and she comes
rise in. Rise up and meet Monica, a quiet realtor. Rise up.
She comes in and she's like, hi, good to see you.
Monica's like, die. Die right now in front of my face.
She's being like everything Monica hates, you know.
Monica, she's like, I literally don't even like figs or olives. Why are we here?
So Christine's like, I've been doing research and thinking of ways we could get people up to Mount Olympus. So I'm thinking, she whips out her iPad, we should do a really cool event just to get people up there. I mean, what are you thinking about, like, Twilight?
Monica's like, I don't know how to answer this, because in theory, I like Twilight, but I'm afraid if I say yes, she's going to make an actual Twilight party with werewolves and vampires.
Yes, I like vampires. I do not like teenagers. Is there a middle here? She's like, well, I do tons of parties, so what do you think of this? And she whips out a picture of like an Orville Redenbacher ad, but with her face photoshopped onto Orville Redenbacher's face.
And it says Christine Redenbacher's. And she goes, like, I like to do fun, interesting things, like, you know, popcorn with me. And I mean, that's my face, obviously. Really? Oh, I thought Orville had an experience, had a transition there.
And then we can do lighters, like a cigarette lighter, with my face. I mean,
that's my face. She keeps saying, that's my face, obviously.
And flowers, and like candies, and really cool lights, and smoky cocktails.
I mean, we don't have to have an acrobat.
Yeah, because then she flips to her own party.
That's my face, obviously.
She starts flipping through pictures of her own party, and it's like an acrobat. Oh, well, we don't have to do that. And then a zebra. Okay, that's my face, obviously.
Oh, look, there is the Verizon guy. Oh, but that's my face, obviously. It now says Christine Risen. Yeah.
Monica just goes, no. Okay, so maybe peacocks, maybe no birds.
No birds, no animals. What about a bird that has my face photoshopped onto it?
What about popcorn made out of birds with my face on it?
What about if I photoshop myself onto the green M&M and then we give out those candy canes that are full of M&Ms, but they say CNC because it's Christine and Christine?
Okay, and Monica's like, well, I just want something more simple, you know, what, maybe cupcakes or food? And and Christine tells us, plain and simple, it doesn't sell.
I'm here to get the house sold. Let me tell you something, you put out the right cupcake, and I'm buying anything you sell me.
Yeah, she goes, okay, do you like burgers? Because I have a twist on burgers. And I thought, how cool would it be to get people up there with a really cool slogan, like,
burgers and Botox.
I want to vomit on your face.
I love I have a twist on burgers.
That's not a twist on burgers. That's a twist on, like, that's a twist on what you consider appetizing. I think anyone who's getting Botox probably doesn't want a burger.
It's so funny. And Christine goes, she goes, no, Monica says, I don't think you have to market specifically for Botox. Then it will be known as Botox House. And Christine goes, I love Botox. And the pool would be my fountain of youth. And I float because of these jugs. Perfect.
My dream is to get Botox and then eat a burger. And because I have the Botox, half the burger is just going to dribble out. So I'm not really taking in all the calories.
And Monica's like, I trust you. Well, not all the way, but I trust you.
Actually, I don't trust you at all, okay? What else do you have aside from burgers and Botox and peacocks and acrobat?
You've never seen a girl like me. You've never seen a girl so free. There's never seen a girl like me. A girl so free like me. I'm free!
Cut to Chriselle walking into the office that's run by two short men who only have hot women to serve them.
Again, you're not free. You're at work, okay? Maybe if you played this song when work is over, you know?
Yeah. So Chriselle walks in. Oh, Chriselle, Nick Jonas just bought In the Valley for $17 million, by the way. Mm. And then Jason goes, yeah, and the other Jonas bought something too. Joe, they bought In the Valley for over $10 million. And I'm like, and I wonder, is Kevin still renovating that house for Kathy Wakile? That's all I could think about. Poor Kevin.
Yeah, they've had an interesting time because we saw him renovating a house. Wait, was he renovating or selling it?
He was doing something, or maybe he was doing something on Real Housewives of New Jersey where Kathy came over and was like, you want a cannoli? How do you do houses?
Yeah, and he's like, I'm in real estate now. It's great. And then I was watching my favorite current show on NBC, Songland. Love it. Where the Jonas Brothers were on Songland getting a song written for them for their new tour. And I was like, wow, things have really changed for him. He went from selling a house in Jersey to being on tour again, and now he's getting a $17 million house in the Valley. I mean, what a year.
Well, Nick and Joe got the multi-million dollar houses. We don't really know where Kevin's at right now. I'm sure maybe he's like in Canoga Park, in like a very solid townhouse.
Yeah, true.
Kevin, the Jonas Brothers had a little bit of like a rebirth after Nick Jonas had a rebirth. And then I think that begat like Joe Jonas having that like offshoot rebirth, which then has now brought the Jonas Brothers full circle. And now they're all rebirthed. So way to go, Kevin. It's still amazing
how many times they've been born and reborn. And I care less each time. Congrats. Nice work. I'm sure you're great, guys. You chose the wrong song. I will say that on Songland. Chose wrong, but good for you.
Okay, well, Kevin probably chose it.
He's like, what would sound the best while I sing while I garden in Jersey?
What song would be a perfect soundtrack to this flip that I'm doing in Englewood, New Jersey?
Yeah. So Heather's like, oh my God,
this is
guys.
The moment. This might be the scene of the series for me.
Heather goes, oh my God, you guys, this is really interesting. Do you guys know how to spell the word cahoots?
Like in cahoots?
And Maya goes, what is this word?
What is cahoots? Is that like hurricane? What is cahoots?
She goes, you know what that is? Cahoots. Like when you're in something, like cahoots. Like I put cahoots. C-A-H-U-T-E-S.
And then Chriselle goes, you know, like C-A-H-O-U-T-S.
And Jason Heather goes, but Google's not working.
Yeah, she goes, I put cahoots, but you're not working right now. What? And then Maya just goes, but what is cahoots? What is cahoots? It means that you're working on something together, like me and Tarek are working on our relationship, you know?
And then she just, like, stares at her phone and squints. It's the funniest fucking thing. I love this show. I love it. It's so good. And I'm so glad that we take a whole year to do these recaps.
Me too.
I think when I watched the first season, we watched it so quickly. I just watched it in a weekend, and I really didn't enjoy it as much as I did when we were watching it individually and then talking about it for an hour.
Yeah, the first season was like, it was decent, but you sort of have to go through the first season to then make the second season pop, and now this third season, I can't even deal. Just this Kahoot scene. And the thing is, in the middle of it all, Jason was like, C-A-H-O-O-T-S, and they just like, don't listen. Oh my God, Google's not working anymore. They stopped making Google, and it's not working anymore.
And then Heather goes, oh, C-A-H-O-O-T-S. Oh.
Cahoots. She says cahoots afterwards, like she's in a spelling bee. Cahoots.
So then Amanda, right after that, comes in and she goes, oh my God, how long have I worked here? I mean, I either like push or pull or whatever you're supposed to do to that door, and I do the opposite, and then I run into the door.
Door. D-O-O-R. Door.
Mm. Google's working.
Guys, they saved Google. It's working again for us.
So Heather's like, so are you guys going to Christine's birthday? And Christelle's like, I'm coming.
Which is surprising.
Everyone's quiet. Yeah, everyone's just quiet. And Heather goes, guys, it's going to be fun, right?
Yeah. And Mary's not really sure. Mary says she's going to go, but then she's not really sure because that's like the thing that they do on this show. I'm still not sure if I'm going to go to the party. I'm still not sure.
Well, she's so, ready to go, but then Amanda is the one who's like, really? I mean, have you even talked to her? Because are you going to feel comfortable going to her party? Because when you really talk to her after what she said, and then Mary's like, oh, well, then I don't know if I'm really going. I mean, maybe I'll just leave it as a maybe.
Yeah. And then the guys are, Jason and Brett aren't invited because it's girls only. Like, we can't go. Okay, that's funny. I guess my invitation got lost in the mail. So
Maya tells them that there's going to be a card reader there. Yeah. And Heather goes, Heather just stares at her hands. And she's like, sorry, guys. And then Maya goes, I don't need card read. And Christelle goes, one time I got my tarot card reading and she was like, looks at her palm. Oh, you have a big split in your timeline. But that was a long time ago, so obviously it's not true.
I mean, she just sets herself up. She's like, I just assume at this point that split was when I went from being the smelly kid to the non-smelly kid. That's the only way I could figure it out.
No. So then we go
Amanda's like, you can't go to the tower car reader at the Kentucky State Fair. Am I right, ladies? And then Jason goes, of course, total bro condescension is like, I'm willing to have almost any conversation in this office, but I cannot deal with talking about psychics, okay? Hey, let's talk about sports and stuff.
And Brett's like, yeah, I see this conversation ending. That's how psychic I am.
Hey, does anyone know why we have lines in our palms? I tried to Google it, but Google's not working again.
And Christelle goes, so they can move?
but there's other lines where they don't bend. And Jason just goes, anything that bends has a crease. Crease. K-R-E-E-C-E. Crease.
Oh my gosh, so silly. So then we go to, I feel like I'm in a new world when I'm with ya. I do.
Yeah. So now we're at Brett's listing, and he's there with Heather, and she's saying how, like, you know, in real estate, like, the commissions can be so huge, but the brokers are still small, aka Brett. Oh my God, that's so mean. Oh my God, oh my God, that's so mean of me. It's so mean of me.
So she goes to meet Brett at an $18 million house in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, and they're both wearing heels. And Heather's like, is that a woman's suit or a man's suit? Oh my God, oh my God. And he goes, are you married to Santa Claus? Wow, the verbal sparring on this show is just It's like you blink like, and you might miss up. A bon mot.
Yeah, it's like, shut Dorothy up. Dorothy Parker over here. It's hot, okay? So I heard rumors you're going on a date with a chick. I mean, are you nervous? You don't date. He's like, oh, I'm 42. I can go on a date with a person and not be nervous, all right?
Why are you scratching your neck? She's like, Brett, I just want you when you go on that date, I just want you to get deep, okay? I just want you to get deep. Sort of like how Tarek and I get really deep. Like, on our first date, I was like, oh my God, have you ever heard of that word cahoots? It's spelled so strangely. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, wow, this is really getting deep.
And he just looks at her like he loves her. I think he loves her.
Maybe he does.
He just moons when he looks at her. He's like, wow. Or beams. Those moons mean.
Maybe he moons. Like, we just don't see it.
It's like, it's my butt. Sorry. Sorry.
Oh, I thought it was you and your brother standing there. Oh. So, my clients are coming up and they're driving all the way up from Orange County because guess what? They're friends with Tarek. Yeah. Friends with Tarek.
Yeah. So this couple comes in and he's like, well, you know, you have a hotel. You have the Beverly Hills Hotel 100 feet away. So that's good. You know, as long as you're not a gay person who can be discriminated against openly there. One of the biggest lots in all of Los Angeles, pool, tennis court, huge grass area, really janky fence. It's terrifying. It looks like it belongs in prison.
Ceilings that are so high you could fit an Empire State Building in them, at least according to my vantage point. And a pool that's so deep. Oh, man, they don't make them like this anymore. This pool was built in the 80s, and it's a solid 6 feet deep. So, you know, that's like you have to have scuba gear on to get into that bad boy.
Yeah, and part of this house looks really nice, and part of it is just hideous. Like, yeah. There's another couple, because, of course, he's brought Heather, but she's got people to show, but, of course, he's brought people, too. And because he's very competitive with his own people, guy. And his guy is like, the bathrooms? Like, come on. There's a lot that needs to be updated in here, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. And so then Heather is still, she's showing these people around him, but she, for some reason, she's like, my relationship with Tarek is still going very strong. And we split our time between West Hollywood and Orange County. And I just love living with him and I love playing house. But I'm focusing on my career. I'm like, you are not. You were talking about Tarek at a time when no one is asking you about Tarek. Okay, show your friends around.
So basically, they come back together after everybody leaves and chat a little bit. And Heather.
Well, I like, by the way, I also like Heather's friend. Like, this is, Brett says this is one of the largest lots in Beverly Hills. And Heather's friends come up and they're like, this isn't really quite our style. I'm like, you guys couldn't even afford it in the first place. Let's be honest. We know what's going on.
Yeah, cheapos. So then we go to Heather and Maya and Christine. Everybody's going to lunch now for Christine's birthday, and they're going to Tocamadera.
Tocamadera and Davina. Tocamadera. Davina shows up first. Davina's first appearance on season 3 is her walking down the street with a bunch of balloons, which is just so great because... if there's anyone who could look super awkward holding a bunch of balloons, it's Davina. Like, oh, I got balloons. I got balloons. Oh, God. This is odd. This is weird. Oh, my God. Balloons.
And just from stuff, I try to avoid spoilers because it's just like a mystery. I don't want to be spoiled. But yeah. I don't want to know really what happens. But people have been talking about it all weekend because it's, you know, they watched the whole thing in one sitting. Everybody loves it. And so everybody is hating
her.
Christine and Davina, especially Davina. And I can't wait to see what happens.
I love Davina. Davina's like my favorite. I don't know why, but she is my absolute favorite. There's something I like, the more awkward she is, the more like she's my absolute favorite. And I can't wait for her to do something. I'm so excited for her to do whatever it is that's so evil. I'm so excited.
I know. I'm so excited to see what it is. I'm like actually kind of scared.
I feel like Davina is just misunderstood, and she's trying to be sweet and lovely, and she's walking down the street with balloons for crying out loud. She's doing whatever she can. She's like, I heard balloons are like nice and innocent and sweet, so I'm just going to carry them. Is that cool? Okay, cool. Thanks. And then she walks into Tocamadera, and they're like, ew, who brought balloons into Tocamadera?
Yeah, Tocamadera is not really a balloons place.
Yeah, Davina, way to go. You brought balloons into a non-balloon safe space.
So Mary tells us, I mean, of course I feel extremely hurt and offended by Christine calling me a fucking idiot, but I'll put on a happy face for her birthday.
Well, not so much a happy face, more like,
my eyes to the right and my lips to the left. And it's sort of like, you know, when you play Mr. Potato and you sort of put things wherever you want. I'm going to give her that face.
Yeah. I'm going to put my ear to the right and then I'm going to slam my temple down on my right shoulder. Ow. Okay. That's what I'm going to do.
Hey, guys. I just read today that the FDA say silicone implants are very high cause of cancer. So what do you all have? Well, you have silicone. You have saline. Fuck. I have silicone. Now, what is silicone?
And then Christine starts feeling up Chriselle's boobs. And she goes, oh, my God, silicone. You guys are all getting recalled.
And then drinks arrive and they're like on fire. Love it. Can I put my face on there? Because it's my face, obviously. Can we put my face? Can I have like a burning Christine shot? I'd love that. Thank you.
And then they're served a flower, like on a plate. It's like some flower dish. And Heather goes, excuse me, is that one vegan?
It's she a is so that girl flower. Asked that. Heather is so confused by all the food because it's all plated in this way that's like pretty but also kind of like avant-garde-ish, and she's like, oh, interesting. She like doesn't know where the plate ends and the food begins, and so she's trying to just like parse all this information.
Yeah, I really like that restaurant. I think it's really good.
I've heard it's overpriced.
It is overpriced. Like, it's overpriced and trendy and ridiculous, but it's also good. I love their food. And I was shocked because we just know it from Vanderpump Rules, you know? So yeah. I thought it was going to be total trash, and I was even waited on the girl that they talked about on Vanderpump Rules.
The girl who slept with Rob?
Yeah, or the girl who started all that gossip. Whatever.
Daniela Tocamadera was saying that Rob was picking up with a waitress at Tocamadera.
Yeah, that was my waitress. And I was there with Jen and Reed, my cousins, and we were like, oh my God, it's her. I can't believe it's her. We're dying because we're all fans.
So this woman, Michelle, spelled like M-I-S-C-H-E-L. She's a tarot card reader. The first tarot card reader in the history of... Well, I was going to say Bravo, but this show isn't Bravo. That's probably why. I was like, the first one who's ever done her hair for the cameras. So she shows up and she's like, hey, girls, what's going on? I'm just Michelle, your slightly older Linda Trippi tarot card reader. Let's see. Hey, Christine, you have a power finger. Look at that. I bet you hit that escape key quite well, don't you? Don't you?
And Christine goes, is that when I'm yelling at bitches, like with my finger? She goes, yes, but it's also... what does she say? I wrote yes, but
it's
also
what you touch
you
to make elevators
people.
Go places.
It's you bend to people. What does that mean?
Sometimes you bend for people.
Oh, you
and Christine
bend
goes,
for people.
Like over in the bedroom. I'm a slut.
Yeah, but you know what? It really means that you're very loyal. It's just very. And then Mary's just like twitching over there. Like heads. Mary's head is twitching, and Amanza is just making all these faces, like just to get someone to call her out. You know?
Yeah, and yeah, this woman's like, you hate drama. And Chriselle goes, has Christine had a hand transplant? Just because you're good at something doesn't mean you like it. Am I right, everyone?
And Amanda's like, I'm not sure how much Davina paid for this psychic, but she needs to get her money back. And then Amanda's just shaking her head and like zipping her lips closed.
The manager is trying to escort Davina out of the restaurant for bringing balloons inside. But no, but I'm here for a party.
So then she does a card and she goes, this card is the devil. And Christine goes, I got the devil. And she goes, okay. Like,
yeah.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. I was saying that she was like, no, it doesn't mean what you think.
Yeah. So she's like, love the giggle. Okay, I'm going to do Amanza next. Amanza, you're super independent, but you're disconnected from your feelings. You're good at being like, no, everybody, I'm fine. I'm good.
Did you see? Okay, I'm sending you a picture. This is, I don't know if you noticed this, while Amanza was getting her reading, Mary's face during all of it. I'm sending you the picture, and I'm going to try to describe it.
I just wrote, Mary makes insane faces. That's my note.
Mary is in a different, like, she is somewhere else, okay? She is sitting there. Her eyes are, like, staring at a bread basket. Her lips are, and like, I don't even know what's going on inside her head right now.
I love every Mary face. If you pause it on any Mary face throughout the episode, it's so perfect. Love her.
Yeah. No, she is like, she's like the human GIF.
You sent me another one.
I sent you another one. This one is when it was Mary's turn. This is jumping up. Well, this is jumping up ahead, but like
she's
when it was Mary's
her
turn,
palms,
she puts her,
palms
like, here are my palms.
But she's also staring at one of her nails, like she's totally not engaged. And then also, look how she keeps her middle finger and her not her pointing finger, but is that her index finger? What's the other
finger? She's doing almost like an inverse Star Trek symbol.
Yes, it's weird. Oh, it's crazy. You need to use that picture for the show today so people can see that hand.
I will. Crazy. I've already put it on our Instagram.
So, Amanda, with a really good one, is like, so, the tarot card reader has informed me that I'm very good with hiding my emotions. Not sure that's true with Christine and her emotions. It's like, ooh, good one.
Good one. You, me. Okay, Mary, hold on one second. In fact, Michelle goes, okay, because Mary puts up her palms, like, look at the palms. I got two palms. Okay, I got the hand creases.
Yeah, and Michelle goes, doesn't even look at them. She just goes, oh, Mary, you need someone who adores you. And Maya's independent. Oh, Maya, you have hands like a surgeon. Good. Well, that will be good because I have to get some silicone out later.
I've been recalled by Toyota. So, by the way, Michelle turns to Mary and she goes, okay, you can relax now. You can relax. You can put your hands down. Mary's got like her hands up. Like.
So then she turns to Davina and she goes, sometimes you're a little weird. And then just turns away from her.
Everyone goes, that's so true. Davina, you are a little weird. Look, she brought balloons. And Davina looks like all around, like all alarmed, like, what did I do?
That was cold, man. And hilarious.
So, and then she goes, now, Chriselle, you have two different emotional needs, okay? People meet this girl who's all like, hi! And then when they get to know you, you're more like, hey!
She goes, oh my god, you're really good. And Christine says, so what she's saying is Chriselle is two-faced. Damn, she's good.
Yeah. So, what I'm getting from you, Chriselle, is that your home is your comfort oasis. You go there because you have nothing but happiness at home right now, right?
And she's like, oh my god, Heather, one of my favorite cards. And it's because it's cute. Love cute cards. Don't all psychics love cute cards? Okay. This card means speed, which means things are moving very fast.
Yeah, and the girl's like, oh my god! I was like, I don't get it.
I'll tell you what doesn't move fast. Traffic from the OC to WeHo. Ugh, am I right, everybody?
Michelle, and then the psychic leaves. And everyone's like, oh my god, that psycho goes crazy. But like that thing about Christine, she loves drama. And she goes, listen, I never start the drama. I just finish it with a nice heaping of Christine Redenbacher popcorn. Here you go, ladies.
Did you notice as they were like, bye, psychic lady. Thanks so much. It cut to Davina's face like.
Davina's like, so I'm not mad. Weird. Not weird. Just because I like macadamia nut. Lattes.
So mad. It was so funny. So Amanda's like, well, Christine, I think like with you, when there's a situation, then you like react to the situation. And Christine goes, I disagree. She's like, well, no way. You react. And then you come back and you're like, maybe that wasn't the best way to react.
Well, I disagree.
Yeah, I disagree. I'm not showing you that I'm reacting right now to you saying that I react. Okay. I'm just saying that I disagree. And I think that like, maybe what I do is I think bad and I say, maybe I shouldn't have said it so harshly, but I don't regret what I said. Amanda's like, I just said that. No, I disagree.
Yeah.
I disagree.
And Heather's like, well, sometimes you can say things and it depends on how you say it. Like you can say you're in cahoots together, but if you say you're in cahoots together, but it's not spelled correctly in your head, the other person could be like, why is Google broken? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, when I say you guys are my best friends, it means one thing. But then when I tell Tork's 9-year-old daughter that she's my best friend, it means something a little bit more special, right? You know?
And Christine's like, well, sometimes I just, like, I say things bluntly, and I'm like, I just feel this way. And Amanda's like, okay, okay. For example, you came to the bridal party and wanted to apologize, or to the bridal shop and wanted to apologize, and you were like, it's just about what happened at the bachelor party, okay? And I was like, I can see your side, and I can hear Mary's side, and that's a tough situation. Yeah, because you want to get both. Okay, wait. So then I go away from that, and I figure it's good, but then I hear that you called Mary a fucking idiot.
It's like, and, well, instead of Christine saying, well, I said that before, I apologize. She goes, I can call her whatever I want. I can call her whatever I want. That's me reacting. Give it a moment, because I'm going to decide I'm going to say that in the less harsh way in just about 10 minutes.
And Mary's like, you can't call me whatever you want and still expect to be friends. And she's like, yes, I can call you whatever I want. She goes, I said you can't call me whatever you want and expect to be friends.
Mary, so. Your hair is in your soup.
Why are my fingers stuck together?
Mary, you can put your palms down. She's not even here anymore.
And Christine's like, well, at this point, I don't even know what to say. And Davina, in her only line of the episode that I can remember, yeah, I think it's the only thing she said. She goes, but didn't they, like, talk about it at the bridal store? Like, didn't you talk about it?
Yeah, and Amanda's like, well, you did say I called you a fucking idiot, and I came here to apologize.
And she's like, you are such a liar. And Mary's like, oh! Why would I come there to apologize if I didn't own up to what I said?
I mean, it tracks. The logic tracks pretty clearly, yeah. Right? And Mary's like, okay, you know what? We need to take this down a notch. And by that, I mean my seat. It's very high, and I'm losing my balance, okay? Amanda, I love you so much. Christine, this is your birthday party. I don't agree with what's going on, but it's your birthday party, and we're just going to put a pin in it. We're literally going to take... I've got a pin. I'm putting it in the table. And let's just please continue celebrating Christine's birthday. Here are my palms. Who wants to read my palms? Anyone? Anyone?
And Heather goes, I don't know if we can just continue celebrating now.
And then it's like, ba-bum.
And then the song comes on, and it's like, caught in a riptide of pretty little lies.
Can they continue enjoying this birthday party at Toca Madera? Even though Davina did bring balloons, and it's so awkward.
So funny. God, I love this show.
So good. I love it, too. I love it.
Wonderful show, honey.
Another lovely show. So tomorrow we are back with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm sure we'll be in a snit about something that Kyle does. And Friday we've got Real Housewives of New York. And then our bonus episode this week is Big Brother.
Big Brother. Yeah, and it's just as clumsy as ever because now they have to do it live. So that shit's hilarious.
Oh, God. We have a lot of things to say.
All right, everybody. We sure love you. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Immerse yourself in amazing stories on Now TV. Find power plays and critically acclaimed shows, Gangs of London, Succession, and Game of Thrones. Witness triumphs and defeats in documentaries Hillary and Tiger Woods Back. And join misfits and misadventures in the US office and Brassic. Stream all these and more with a 7-day free trial only on Now TV. 18 plus UK only. New entertainment customers only. Passes auto renew at $9.99 a month unless cancelled. Terms apply.